We're doing Dov's Minute, and I would like to recommend a point that I think is very useful, and that is that each person purchase their own Sidur. You know, it's time you start building your libraries. One of the first things that's very useful to have of your own is a Sidur. Those of you who enjoy using art scrolls, so get your own art scroll Sidur. The Yomim Tovim are coming up. It's good to have a Machzor, so that you know what the prayers that are said. You know, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if you want to follow the prayer in the Chazaras HaShatz, you need a Machzor. So it's true, we have Machzorim in the English library, but it's a good idea. You should start building your own library. Get your own. And art scroll is not so easy to come by. If you want Hebrew English, you got to go to Mea Shearim. They don't have them in the stores around here, to the best of my knowledge, and it's not cheap either. So you could buy one this year and one next year, but do it slowly. When one has one's own Siddur, so then one can make notes. And it's worthwhile to make notes in our Siddurim so that we notice things. My recommendation is, in order to learn prayer, that a person takes every half a week or every week one line in prayer that he focuses on. Meaning you could focus in general in prayer, you could learn the prayer. But if a person has one line each week that he focuses on, then slowly over the course of time, a person develops an understanding and all of prayer. If each time you take another sentence, you'll slowly build your understanding in prayer. I always like reading the introductions to Siddurim. They're very nice, and the commentary in the art scroll is also very informative. I also like to write in my Siddur. So, for example, I have written in my Siddur, in the beginning of Shema, focus. You're doing a biblical mitzvah in the reading of Shema. And then when I hit the last parsha of Shema, when I hit the pasuk of Ani Hashem Lokech Ma Sheyotzeisi Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim, I have a star there and I have a footnote on the side. Again, this is a biblical mitzvah to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. And before benching, I also have a marker that reminds me benching is a biblical mitzvah. When we perform biblical mitzvot, so then we're supposed to have intent. I am hereby performing this biblical mitzvah, mitzvot tzichot kavanah. When we perform biblical mitzvot, so then the kavanah, the intent that I'm hereby performing a biblical mitzvah is imperative. And that's why I make these markers in my own siddur to remind myself. When we do rabbinic mitzvot, it's beneficial. It's the proper way to do a rabbinic mitzvah, to know that we're doing a mitzvah when we do it. But when we do biblical mitzvot, then it's imperative. And that's why, at least in the biblical parts of prayer, one should make a note in his own siddur so that he knows that he's doing a biblical mitzvah. The other one, according to some opinions, is the blessing on learning Torah, which according to some opinions is a biblical mitzvah, to make that blessing prior to learning Torah.